Hello and welcome to Orbit, a resource for daily time with God, created by the youth team at St. Mary's Reigate. I'm Martin Saunders, and actually, I'm actually recording it this evening in St. Mary's Reigate Church Centre, which is a little bit of a bonus. Each weekday, we give you a bit of the Bible to ponder, plus a practical way of applying it to your life today. The Bible reading for today is Romans chapter 12, verses 14 to 16. This week, we're mainly looking at a short section of Paul's letter to the Romans in depth. And in it, Paul is describing what love, the driving force of the church, looks like in action. Today, we'll hear how he continues this list of virtues that we should aspire to as Christians, which put together begin to make up a comprehensive lifestyle of love. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Mourn with those who mourn. Live in harmony with one another. Do not be proud, but be willing to associate with people of low position. Do not be conceited. Behaviour is really about how we treat one another. If we lived completely in isolation, it wouldn't matter if we were totally selfish or did lots of outrageous things or enjoyed even smashing up our home. The only person that this would be impacting would be us. We'd have to put up with the side effects of our own bad behaviour. But we don't live in isolation, even in a time of pandemic, and our lifestyle choices almost always have an impact on someone else. Sometimes we're not aware of that. We don't see the farmer, for instance, who lives in poverty because we don't buy fairly traded goods. But often we can't overlook those consequences. They're right in our face. If we treat someone poorly, we often find out straight away. So for Paul, if the church is going to reflect Jesus well and share his message, it's pretty important that we consider our interactions with other people. In this passage today, he tells the early Christians to live in harmony with each other. Instead of being disruptive or difficult, he says we should try our best to get along. He also wants to be clear that followers of Jesus don't buy into cultural hierarchies. When Paul says be willing to associate with people of low position, he is tearing up the social rulebook of the time. Rich and poor did not mix in that society. Yet Paul wants to be absolutely clear, this isn't God's way. We should show as much love to the richest person as to the poorest. Finally, let's take a look at the very first thing Paul says in today's reading, and it's actually the trickiest. Echoing Jesus, who said, love your enemies, Paul says we should bless those who persecute us. If someone hates us, treats us with contempt, unkindness, or disrespect, we shouldn't just ignore them, we should actively be kind to them in return. If we're honest, this is one of Christianity's hardest teachings. But it's also the only way that cycles of bad behavior are broken. Revenge just leads to revenge, but loving our enemies can eventually transform them. In short, Paul says that how we treat other people really matters. By loving people, no matter who they are or what they've done to us, we go from being recipients of God's love to bearers of God's love. And God's love is the only thing that can truly change the world. What an amazing privilege it is to be a part of that. You might want to join me in praying this short prayer. Lord God, I pray that you would give me the strength to represent you well in all my interactions with other people. Would you help me to show love not only to people I like or people who look like me, but even to people who seem not to like me at all? Help me to live in harmony with people in every area of my life. And by doing so, would we see bits of your kingdom breaking through into this world? Amen. Well, there's now a brief chance, as always, for you to pray or listen to God or simply be still for a few moments. Each day on Orbit, we provide you with a simple challenge, something to do which helps you to put this little thought into action. And here's today's. What does it mean to love our enemies in practice? Relax, we're not going to ask you to seek out your nemesis, but perhaps you could identify someone with whom you haven't always had a smooth relationship. Try to think of one thing you could do to bless that person today. Leave a muffin on their doorstep, or drop round an anonymous encouraging note, or think of some other way of showing them kindness. Just by being kind to someone who isn't a great friend, you are beginning to put Paul's words into action and experiencing what it means to show unconditional love, and you'll probably make someone's day too. If you want to get in touch about this or any other Orbit or anything else, you can always email martin.saunders@stmaryryegate.org. Always love to hear from you. We'll be back with another edition of Orbit tomorrow. Thanks for taking part today.